Hello, guys. Back to the Surfcase Guys podcast. Once again, by the pool. Wonderful day. Sunny day. Actually, it could be a very good day for our new bike tours by Master Zabike, who I have here with me. Bike has been on the list for a podcast for, ever since we started. But he has resisted with all his might. And now the time has finally come. Welcome, Bike.
Thank you. I'm a bit shy, you know, speaking is not my expertise when I'm not looking at persons. Speaking to a microphone, I'm a little bit shy.
You can talk to me, don't worry. everyone knows you. You've been here for what, 6 years?
Yeah, 2015. So,
15. No more.
Until now.
So, 8 years?
This is my 7 year. Yeah, this is my
8 seasons of Bike. Yeah. I actually remember the first time you came to Surfcase Guys. Bike came to give his first lesson. He was a friend of a friend of a friend. And he showed up in his bike to give a lesson. And I looked at him and was like, where did you come from? And where did you come from? Actually, do you remember?
Yeah, true. I remember back in the days I was training a lot for my triathlon. I didn't have kids. Those who know me, you know that I have kids now, so it's a little bit harder to find time to practice. But slowly, I'm trying to get back at it, and always got that magic love for the bikes and for the outdoor activities. Yeah, and this idea of the bike tours came. It was like something that I always used to sit down, see the mountain and see like, okay, we have all of these guests over here that are in Cascais, Surf Cascais, and they have such a beautiful like opportunity, or so close to such a beautiful opportunity to visit more things of the area. And for me, it was always like, why not we bring that extra service to the people? Why can't we find like a way to bring, to show something different but at the same time beautiful in the area? Then I think it's worth it. And I don't know if you
you can, I mean, we can start with the bike tour since
can I keep on going? I can keep
you
on
can
going.
Keep on going, but
pois vais editar isto, não?
Yeah, we can finish it up.
So, but basically what I was trying to keep on going to say is like, since I am little, like I grow up with my bike, because when I was like 14, I was living in the suburbs of Sintra, and I couldn't like have a car, even afford it, or have a driving license, but I needed to find a way to go to the beach, and I had my bike. I was fit because I was in the swimming team, so I was cycling like 40 kilometers per day just to go to the beach, back and forward, mixing with swimming trainings. And on the way, we managed to discover a lot of like trails and spots in Sintra that are super cool to visit and super like still undercovered from the tourist eyes. We have the beautiful Sintra that everyone can see in the pictures and everything, but there's like a little mystic of Sintra Mountain that it's still to discover for the tourists. And I think mixing a local to the equation, maybe it's like a good way to give that extra experience for the tourists. It's like, okay, we can visit Sintra. Actually, on several of our tours, we pass for the main spots. We pass Quinta de Setiais, Quinta da Regaleira, Palácio da Pena, Castelo dos Mouros. We kind of visit them all, but on the outside. We visit like, okay, this is where it is. If you ever want to go and visit inside, that's it. But I think the main goal is like to visit all the surroundings and the spots and understanding where are the best pastries in town and everything that I know as well. Those who know me know that I know where the pastries are. And yeah, basically I saw an opportunity. I just needed to figure it out. Another point on the equation is like, people are not as athletic as the mountain required people to be. So doing a tour with normal bikes would be catastrophically hard. I would have like one guest per year because he needed to be like Iron Man
fit,
because it's a super demanding mountain in terms of like performance if you go like on a normal bike. But with the electric bike, it's like super easy, nice and friendly, the tour. Yeah. And basically, with the keep on going of the technology, are always like getting better and better. I just saw an opportunity there. And why not? Let's start it. Let's get some bikes or someone to give me the bikes. And let's try.
So you're doing e-bikes, yeah. Starting from here.
Yeah.
And then going all the way around to Cascais.
There's a lot of different tracks. Like, people when they go for the tour, they're always asking me like, "Oh, how much does the battery last?" And I'll normally say, "Guys, don't you worry. Your butt is gonna be not handling the seat anymore way before the battery runs off. It's like even if you go, the bike have like several type of like speeds. So you have turbo, eco, sport, and turbo is the powerful one. If you go full travel on the turbo mode, you will have battery to spare on the end of the tour, and you will be dead. 3 hours is already a lot of time. But yeah, it's like the tour, it's super flexible on the terms that we start, and I really never know like how much the people are keen to do it on the way, like how much they handle it. But the mountain is way bigger than what we can discover, and we can go for more than one tours and still have fun. It's like Sisa, we have Cabo da Roca to discover yet, we have Guincho, we have Aban, we have Praia da Ursa where we can go. Yeah. And we also have the easy peasy ones like going to Cascais Center. It's also gonna be fun to do like one tour from Cascais Center to Carcavelos, just by the seaside. The tour that people that coming on the winter know on the car, but doing on a bike is gonna be fun as well. There's a lot of opportunities.
You're also avoiding a lot of roads and doing more backcountry. Yeah,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. It's better to like get away from the traffic, I would say. And Sintra, actually, yet again, I'm going for saying Sintra Mountain because of the firefighters' policy. They have like a lot of streets that are like in really good condition, and they are not allowed for normal traffic cars. So they only like let the
bikes, trails basically.
Yeah,
but they're good enough for cars to go if needed.
Exactly, asphalt, right?
Yeah, I don't know if most people know this, but actually, from when you're here at the villa, from the back of the villa until Sintra, it's all natural park. So this is all a nature reserve area, and oftentimes, like you said, people just either go to Cascais or to Lisbon. Or then to Sintra, but they always like go around this nature reserve, mm-hmm. And these tours are actually one of the things that
go through it.
Exactly, so it's a way into nature,
mm-hmm.
Rather than just around it for the main sightseeing, right?
Totally, and mixing the nature with the local knowledge of like where are the hidden castles, where are the like forgotten. There's like we just discovered like not many tours ago. We discovered a fort in Guincho, the Duaban, in mm-hmm. Praia Duaban, and there we discovered a way to jump into the fort. And we felt like pirates hiking into the like the fort and seeing the like really old school kitchen, and it was fun. It was like, and we keep on discovering. That's the thing, is like I am a local here. I know a lot of like the trails around, but there's always like more things to discover. It's like you can always find a new trail that is gonna have something more beautiful there. We can, if we change this on the tour, we can go and maybe see another seaside or
something different.
Yeah, that's something different.
Yeah, and it's fun because the way you're describing it now is thinking of it almost like surfing. Like if you go surf exploring with kind a local, exactly, it's different because there's like the main waves everyone goes to. But if you go with someone that knows, you'll get that person will know the best banks at that time, during that season, mm-hmm. with that forecast. And so you can actually pick and choose locations and get to know the waves better with someone who knows. And likewise, it's also like a way into nature, kind of like when you go surfing, you're going into the ocean. But a lot of times, like all our activities here are mostly surf centric. We go to the beach and we stay at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of people just want to, surfing is great and we want to surf more. But there's a whole different side of nature activity that's like still sportive, still cool. If your shoulders are cooked from paddling, this can also be a nice way to explore and to try something different, no?
Yeah. I was like thinking like totally right. And those days that you have less ginsho in the morning and you have hurricanes ginsho in the afternoon on the same day, which is also possible. In the mountain, the mountain is so forestly dancing, like they have so many trees that when you are actually cycling, the only thing you see, it's the trees dancing with the wind, but the wind is not bothering you, like not much. So it's like an extra, like, okay, I have my surf lesson in the morning. I'm good for surfing. Like, what should I do now? Oh, I want to visit Sintra. Why not visit Sintra with a local guy that knows the around? We're going to go for the main tourist peaks. We'll show you everything. And then at the same time, as we were saying before, we go on the natural way. You see, we're going to go inside the nature and see more things. That's it.
How's the feedback been so far?
I think everyone is pretty happy so far. Everyone seems like pretty stoked about it. I'm still understanding what the people want, struggling with a few things, understanding like, okay, should I go longer on the bike? Should I ask for like more difficult trails, or should I go more easy on the streets? Like trying to find it at the same time ways to make the group itself kind of on the same level. Because when we are in the surf lesson, it's easy to, who's a beginner? Okay, go with this group. Who's the intermediate? Go over here. Who's the expert? Goes over here. And everyone is at ginsho, and with different levels, everyone stay happy. And on the bike tour, because it's only one guide, it's good to try. I prefer to do, like, for example, two tours on 1 week and have one more advanced and one more beginner than to actually mix the beginners or people who want to go a little bit more off-road with the guys that just want to chillax and see if Sintra itself.
So what you're saying is that they can be customized?
Yeah.
And
yet again, like, I can choose the trail or the way we're going according to what I'm seeing that the customer actually wanted. Okay, I don't want to see castles or anything. I just want to see seaside. Okay, let's go. That's here, cool. Cabo da Roca, Praia da Ursa, and come back. Or, no, I'm okay. I already went to Cabo da Roca. I want to see a little bit of Sintra, the castles, and blah, blah. Okay, let's go over there. Oh, I want to go super easy. Let me stay on the streets all the time. We have the ciclovia that is from, like, Cascais Center to Praia do Guincho, and we can come around there.
Beautiful
road, and flat, super simple. So
especially on an e-bike,
we have you're just cruising over there. So yeah, basically I think it's nice organized. I just gotta like understand all the logistics departments that I gotta be thinking about. I want to bring some I want to have equipment like shirts and shorts for everyone, because one thing that I feel is like when you're coming on a vacation, and especially a surf vacation, you don't have like clothes for getting on the dirt, for example, or because then you don't have anywhere to clean it. So you need to pack your clothes with a lot of dirt. So I'm trying to make sure that after this year or in the during of this year, I find a way for everyone to have like equipment, like a kind of a wetsuit, you know. Like people go, they put on their wetsuit and they go for the lesson, and I want to try to do the same with the bikes, like find the proper gear. So
cool. So that's
still
basically
developing ideas. The ideas are here. No,
it's the testing time phase, the time, but things are happening
phase, and it's good. It's really good that a lot of people are giving me the feedback to understand like what can I improve and what can I change. It's really good that, and learning in the process, obviously. I took 7 years to understand how to do a surf lesson, and I'm still learning how to do it on the way. Every day I learn something new.
That's
so
true.
So I reckon it's going to take time for me to be really good and professional at like the black tours, but I obviously try to do my best. And
yeah, that's actually something that you've always been known for, like having this humble attitude of like, I'm learning.
Yeah.
Where do you think always that comes from?
Blah, sports, 98% sports, like... Sports always have a way to like teach you, and those who know me know that I did swimming and triathlon after, and it's simple. If you don't practice, if you don't focus, you will not get the result. Simple. It's not amal, or like you cannot be fast if you don't train to be fast. You cannot manage to swim to the outside if you don't train every single day. It's like, it's so, and even the ocean teach you how to be humble. Oh, I'm the best surfer in the planet. Come over here, wipe out on the top of the rocks. Bam! Oh, fuck. You're no, no good anymore, you know? So I think it's a mix of both, you know? It's like learning and learning and learning. Yeah, kind of that.
I feel like the best teachers I've known over my life are the ones who have this attitude. Like, you can only teach properly if you have this attitude. And the more you get to know something, the more you understand how much more there is to learn.
Yeah, obviously.
So it's
obviously. Nowadays in surfing, and more I'm understanding, even though like Surf Cascais have like a super restrict way of teaching, you've more and more, and even you understanding like professional surfers and how they do, I normally use this analogy. There's a lot of ways to cook bacalhau, codfish. There's a lot of ways to cook it. My grandmother does it on a way that my other grandmother does it on a different way. Both of them will be delicious. If the result is delicious, you just cook your codfish this way, you know it. But you got to just to be humble to understand that and like, okay, so what can I learn from this way of cooking? Okay.
And from that? Yeah, from that. And then I'm going to make my own.
There you go. And then you hope for it, the recipe to be great. I think like that's a good way to improve. And yeah.
Good. Good, good. Anything else you want to tell us, Vika?
Oh, so many things, right? It's like, come and surf with us. Like, come and join the bike tours with us. Come and do yoga with us. Like, it's frothing this year. We have magical time this year. Like, we are in the almost the windy season. It's super warm over here. It's yesterday, glassy. I was in Ginshu in the afternoon, and it was glassy. What was happening to Ginshu?
Don't jinx it.
I know.
It
but
won't last forever.
I feel bad for the kite surfers now. They cannot do anything. They got to go to Ilha do Sal in Cabo Verde to catch wind now. Because, like, nowadays it's been quite good. But, yeah, that's it.
You're still teaching surf lessons as well, right?
Oh, yeah. I think...
I don't want anyone to feel like you're gone.
No. Actually, that was like... I feel like I love what I'm doing and I don't want to change it. I just want to like...
Compliment.
Exactly that. And yeah, find a way to start my own thing and everything. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
And I got to say thanks to all of this Surf Cascais family that is helping me a lot with this new project. Without them, like another humble thing that I know is like each one are good at doing their own expertise. And if you can also learn, but at the same time grab the help from their expertise and put it on a big cake, it's all going to be like really good. So when you are in the kitchen kicking your codfish, grandmama comes and say, oh, you got to put this spicy. Another other one, mom comes and say, you got to put this one spicy. You just let it go. You put your own spices. You put your own spices. And then let's see what we got in the end. And then probably should be delicious, right?
I mean, the bike tours.
We are talking about food again, right?
Yeah, it's actually, it's 1 p.m. We surfed in the morning and we hadn't had lunch. So we're kind of desperately going. If you hear noise in the background, it's because people are having lunch outside. I think we can wrap it. Usually these podcasts are a bit more life oriented. And I think in the future we'll do another one with you where you talk us a bit through your experience as a sportsman, as like a triathlete, as a swimmer, as a surfer.
I have so many stories over there.
And we can obviously dive deeper into that. I think everyone would love it, even though you're a bit shy and you don't want to talk too much.
Sounds good.
But we can keep this one a bit more bike-oriented as it's the new project you have going
on.
Thank you. And yeah, let's have lunch.
Let's do it.
See you guys.